Each human being has a soul. The journey toward individual soulhood is what distinguishes the human kingdom from the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, and the mineral kingdom. Only the human kingdom has the experience of individual soulhood. This is why its powers of creation are great. Each individual human soul is a microcosm of the macrocosm that is the soul of the human species. But the soul of humankind is not a micro of a macro. In other words, there is no larger spiritual human soul beyond the soul of humanity. Beyond that comes the experience of master, the experience of moving into advanced levels of light that are no longer specific to human. Our non-physical teachers are from these levels of light. Therefore, it is not appropriate to consider them from the dynamic of the personal. Rather, it is more appropriate to think of them as impersonal consciousnesses, which is what they are, from realms that cannot be understood in human terms. They do not, for example, have the splintered personality aspects that we have. They do not have shadow sides, so to speak. Does an angel have a soul? An angel is its soul, its full soul. That is the difference between that which is whole and in union and that which is growing into it. Duality only exists in certain levels and not in others. Duality is a dynamic of learning. It is its own rhythm and tension and does not exist beyond another level of learning and development. We are destined to evolve beyond the nature of duality. Duality is that which is understood in time and space. As you evolve beyond that, and also when you leave your physical body and journey home to your non-physical plane of reality, you will not exist in dualism. That sense of the wrathful, or sorrowful, or fearful self that you think of as present to you now will evaporate. It has no power in the realm beyond duality. There are many forms of life that exist as advancements of this one. There is life in numerous galaxies. There are millions, indeed billions, of other life-filled planets. There are numerous, numerous realms of non-physical life. There exists a realm that the religious language of the West would call the angelic kingdom. This is a range of beings of numerous frequencies and qualities of consciousness, many of whom guide and interact with us upon the earth. Beyond the angelic realm are realms upon realms of intelligence that we would think of as God. A soul has no beginning and no end. Yet, some souls are older than other souls. Both are true. All souls come directly from the Godhead. Yet, there is no single way that souls are formed individually. Both are true. Understanding the soul becomes paradoxical only if you apply a type of thinking that holds the notion of beginning. All that is can form itself into individual droplets of consciousness. Because you are a part of all that is, you have literally always been. Yet there was the instant when that individual energy current that is you was formed. Consider that the ocean is God. It has always been. Now reach in and grab a cup full of water. In that instant, the cup becomes individual. But it has always been, has it not? This is the case with your soul. There was the instant when you became a cup of energy, but it was of an immortal, original being. You have always been, because what it is that you are is God, or divine intelligence. But God takes on individual forms, droplets, reducing its power to small particles of individual consciousness. It is a massive reduction of power, yet the power is as full in that droplet as it is in the whole. It is as immortal and as creative and as expressive, but in its tinier form, its energy is reduced appropriately. As that little form grows in power, in selfhood, in its own consciousness of self, it becomes larger and more godlike. Then it becomes God. This is a process that parallels the process of your personality, which is of your soul, expanding into your higher self, and thereby coming into the full power of your soul incarnate. It also parallels the process of your personality and higher self re-entering the fullness of your soul when you leave the earth. As an individual soul, you remain an individual soul. You are both individual and one with all that is.